Hi everyone, I hope you're doing well. As your program states, Perry Chan should be speaking, but I am not Perry Chan. My name is Sanjana Kwasim. Perry is a colleague of mine. So I'll be here today and I'm talking about the importance of community engagement in the movement to eliminate hepatitis B disparities. So to begin, I have no relationships to disclose. Now, just a quick little overview of what I hope to go over today. I'm going to go over the introduce you to the demographics of the people that AHI works with, as well as an introduction to the work we do. I'm going to quickly gloss over that. We have a fact sheet that's been passed around and some available up front, so you can get a more in-depth look at our work. And then I'll take a look at the hepatitis B work that we've done and how we've used community empowerment to do this work, with a more in-depth look at one of our more recent projects, SMASH-B, which was conducted in fiscal year 2011, and then share some outcomes and lessons learned from these cumulative efforts. So in the state of Maryland, the Asian American population comprises for about 5.5% of the population. Now of that 5.5%, 42.5%, nearly half, live in Montgomery County. So when we're talking about the Montgomery County and the Asian American population there, we're talking about 13.9% of county residents. Now this 13.9% can be broken down into various ethnic subgroups as shown up here, the largest of which being Chinese, followed by Asian Indian, Korean, Filipino, Vietnamese, and then we have a whole other Asian category which can be broken down into even more various subgroups, which I'm sure we're all very aware of, just really the diversity in the Asian American community. So Montgomery County truly is a very diverse county. We were just recently stated as a minority-majority county, and we're no different when it comes to our ethnic Asian subgroups. So in response to the growing Asian American population and their health concerns and their health needs, AHI was established in the fiscal year of 2005. As mentioned, we are under the Montgomery County Department of Health and Human Services, and our services are provided with the guidance of our steering committee, which consists of 15 members from various health backgrounds. In line with our mission, we hope to identify the healthcare needs of the Asian American community and develop culturally and linguistically competent healthcare services, and then as well implement health education programs accessible and available for all Asian Americans in the county. In terms of the work we do, we have a strong emphasis on data collection. Most recently in those efforts, what we've done is we have a needs assessment report, which we've published in 2005 and 2008. We also have a health storybook, which we've come out with, a strategic plan, as well as various community evaluation forms. In addition, the work that we do is focused on five different disease areas, and this includes cancer, hepatitis B, osteoporosis, tobacco, and diabetes. In addition to that, we also have various health promotion and health promotion efforts. This includes a community health workers program known as Health Promoters, as well as very robust outreach efforts. And then on top of all of that, we also complete various other projects. We have ethnically tailored health literature available in four Asian languages. We've revamped our website, also available in four Asian languages. And we provide health education via ethnic media in the county as well. So now, taking a step back and looking at the AHI needs assessment conducted in 2008, we conducted various community focus groups, and from these groups, we found out a lot. And some of the findings that I'd like to highlight is that we saw that there was a lack of hepatitis B awareness and knowledge. There was a lack of screening, education, vaccination, and treatment options. And on the same time, we also saw that a lot of our community members had a preference for community-based and faith-based interventions. They had a preference for physicians that were bicultural and bilingual. And we saw that there was a great need for culturally appropriate and relevant information. So based upon these findings, we came out with a couple of different recommendations, two of which I'd like to highlight, which is the expansion of health promotion and disease prevention programs, including hepatitis B, as well as the enhancement of collaborations and partnerships with community-based and faith-based organizations. So now, from our needs assessment and the work that we've seen, AHI recently formulated a strategic plan which has five strategic targets to help underline and guide the work that we do. This includes enhancing access to culturally and linguistically competent care, promoting community mobilization, strengthening partnerships, enhancing data collection, and establishing organizational sustainability. Okay, so that was a lot. So now into the meat of our work. So in terms of what we do, from the national data and from the scientific literature, we knew that hepatitis B disproportionately affected the Asian American community. And then from our needs assessment and our community focus groups, we heard that hepatitis B was a very common concern for Asian Americans in the county. So what we did was, armed with this knowledge, we formulated the Hepatitis B Project. We utilized community resources and tried to fill in gaps in services to ensure that county residents had access to culturally and linguistically competent services. And we tried to create, we wanted to create services that surrounding education, screening, vaccination, and treatment referral. So since our inception in 2005, we've worked with various community organizations in various capacities and in different ways to ultimately with the goal of providing easily accessible and culturally competent hepatitis B services through community empowerment. And this community empowerment piece is very important in the work that we do. In, at the end, you know, I'll go over some of the projects we've done, and we really have played an instrumental role in providing hepatitis B services to county to the county residents by either supporting efforts or enhancing existing efforts, and at the end, really having a high level of program quality. And as I mentioned, in addressing hepatitis B, we utilized a community empowerment approach where we partnered with and supported different CBOs and FBOs in their hepatitis B efforts. Very similar to the old adage, you know, give a man a fish and you fed him for a day, and teach a man to fish and you fed him for a lifetime. What we sought to do was we wanted to engage and empower CBOs and FBOs in their hepatitis B efforts so that organizations could long continue to address hepatitis B even after the project completion. So by providing communities with the knowledge and tools to take control of their own health, that was very integral in our approach. And it was really integral in ensuring that we had long-standing and continual efforts towards the elimination of hepatitis B in the county. On the same token, by working with the Asian American community, AHI was also able to fine-tune and hone our approach that we, at the next, we were able to extract lessons from each project and enhance the next to come. And we've had many milestones in our fight against Hep B, and these are just a few that I'm going to be going over today. So our first step in addressing hepatitis B in the Asian American community was through community engagement and community outreach. We have a very, very strong community outreach program. We attend about 40 community outreach events per year. We reach over 1,000 community members in a given year. So with this presence in the community, we utilize these events, health fairs, community festivals, religious ceremonies, as our crux of the introduction of hepatitis B into the community. We looked at the county demographics, and based upon that, we created a culturally tailored health education booklet on hepatitis B, which we then translated into the four major Asian languages spoken in the county at that time. And at that time, they were Chinese, Hindi, Korean, and Vietnamese. And our first step in hepatitis B was really through education and raising awareness among community members through these outreach events. So moving on into January of 2010. In January 2010, AHI partnered with the Chinese CBO in a hepatitis B pilot project. We knew from the local and national data that Hep B was a very significant concern for the Asian American community. But at the same time, through our community outreach, what we were seeing was that not many Asian Americans had a high level of understanding, nor did they know where they could go for services, and therefore they weren't seeking these hepatitis B screening services. It became very, very clear that the Asian American community really needed a more accessible service that they could utilize, and that's kind of where the Hepatitis B pilot project was born. Last year at APHA, my colleague Perry Chan that time, he gave the presentation on our findings from our hepatitis B project, and that was one of the first efforts that we had at creating a comprehensive program for in the SOAR. So by using a community empowerment framework, we worked with the local Chinese CBO, and we provided them with the context of the issue and an understanding of what needed to be done. And from there, we brought in our knowledge of public health interventions, which we coupled with their understanding of the community. We provided them with education and knowledge, and together we created and built an easy-to-replicate model for the project. And in the end, our community partner was able to educate and screen 121 participants, and they maintained a very high participation retention rate throughout the project and received great feedback from the community as well. So now, moving into October of 2010, at this time, AHI collaborated with various several Chinese CBOs in a community hepatitis B screening event where we were again providing free hepatitis B services to the Asian American community. And this project was truly collaborative in nature, as we had organizations from all backgrounds, public, private, nonprofit, community-based, academic, we all came together to provide this service, and each of us brought a valuable level of experience and a valuable level of understanding to this project, which ultimately made it a success, and we were able to screen over 200 community members. Now, what I would really like to highlight about this project was the result of AHI's earlier empowerment efforts. You see, the Chinese CBO we worked with in our our hepatitis B pilot project was now one of the partners in this project. And with the new level of understanding and expertise on the topic of Hep B and how to provide these services, they were able to add so much more to this project and contribute greatly to the success of this event. So we were really able to see the benefits that our pilot project had almost, you know, just a few months later. So now SmashB is also another project that we completed in February of 2011. And in this project, AHI supported a Vietnamese CBO called Vietnam Medical Assistance Program in their project called Screening, Management, Awareness, and Solutions to Hepatitis B, also SmashB. So they were a Vietnamese community-based organization that had a focus on Vietnamese health programming. They had very strong community relations and the ability to really mobilize the Vietnamese community. So when we coupled that with AHI's knowledge about how to provide Hep B work, we were able to really create a great project. So from the first step to the last step of this project, our prime goal was to engage and empower the community in the process. Our end goal was that at the completion of the project, our community partner would not only have just led a successful event, but that they would be able to come away with a sustainable and easy to replicate framework which would allow them to continue to do such work in the county. Now, there was in order to produce this event, it required a lot of engagement and mobilization of not just of AHI and our community partner, but of the greater Vietnamese community. The main partners in this project were AHI, the community partner, as well as a medical consultant, Dr. Frank Trinh. And in addition to that, we had supplemental support from various groups as well. So it was really the combined and concerted efforts of all of these parties that the project was possible. What I'd like to go into now is the project consisted of four main phases, and I'd like to go in a little bit more in depth into each of these phases to provide you with a level of understanding of the technical assistance that we provided to this organization in planning this event. And just keep in mind that with each of these steps, instead of simply completing the tasks on our own, we really tried to fill our partner with an understanding of why we were doing it and how we were doing it, so that way they could really do so on their own at a later time. So the first step was planning and marketing, and here we provided them with an understanding of the general mediums that we utilize in marketing and promoting events to the community, and they were then able to kind of take these outlets and tailor them to the Vietnamese community in Montgomery County, and that included community outreach, small business outreach, the use of ethnic media, and social media as well. The next step of this project was the screening event. Now, this is the first event of the project, and we utilized AHI's event skeleton, and we worked with our community partner to create an event that was really catered towards the Vietnamese community in Montgomery County. We took into consideration all details from location, date, time of day, format, language, and so on and so on. And it consisted of four main steps. The first was registration. The second, education, which was conducted by a bilingual physician and provided an overview of hepatitis B in the county, hepatitis B, as well as the program logistics. The third was screening, and the fourth was the screening evaluation. And at this phase of the project, our empowerment angle was really to allow our community partner to take lead of this event. It was a very complex event with many layers, but we offered them support in the way of quality review and ensured that they had an understanding of what to do. And with our guidance, they were able to really put together a screening dynamic event, a dynamic screening event, and really screen many community members. The next step of the project was the result and vaccination event. What I'd like to highlight is the fact that this event was actually born from the lessons learned from our earlier pilot project. In the last project, the results were mailed to participants. However, to enhance the follow-up process, we actually had a designated results day to ensure that each participant received their results and actually understood what the implications of the results were. And this phase consisted of education, followed by physician consultation, where they learned about their specific results and their specific next steps. For the infected group, they were provided referrals to different treatment options. For the at-risk group, they were provided free vaccination shots. All three of them provided free through the program, the first provided on-site on that day right after the consultation. And all groups were told to raise awareness about this issue with their families and loved ones, and encouraging them to get screened. And again, so the next step here was patient follow-up. So following the results day, with our support, our community partner provided very close patient follow-up. And after providing them with the tools and the information that they needed for the follow-up, they were able to provide very close follow-up for both of these groups. And as you can see, there are many layers and there are many steps in this. But by linking them to the necessary resources, they were able to coordinate the follow-up of both of these groups. So now, in this entire project, we've developed several evaluation instruments which have been allowed AHI and our partnering organization to assess the quality of the project in various ways. You know, learning what went right and learning what went wrong is a very important part of each of our projects. As you saw, we implemented many of the lessons learned from our pilot project in SMASHB 2011. So what we did is we provided our partner with an idea and the importance of why we needed to collect this information. We also know that there's also a dearth of information out there pertaining to Asian Americans and pertaining to projects of this sort. So we try to instill in them that understanding. At the end, we were able to collect these data pieces, and each of these pieces are going to help inform future HEPI awareness projects as well. So now, taking a look into the results of SMASHB 2011, just to give you an idea of what we were able to come out with. We were able to screen and educate 114 participants. 100% of the infected and at-risk population was referred to appropriate follow-up care. 80% of the at-risk participants completed the 3-series shot. We saw that we had a good number that were able to access treatment, and then 100% of the participants said they're going to urge family and friends to get vaccinated, and they reported overall satisfaction with the program. So now, in addressing hepatitis B, working with communities and empowering them to take control of their health really was an integral part of our approach. By building upon existing services and strengths and filling in areas of need, AHI was successfully able to provide various hepatitis B interventions to the Montgomery County community. And as seen through the services we provided to the community, there's no one way for us to engage the community. We've worked with larger organizations that have been around for years, to small fledgling organizations, to a hodgepodge of organizations. But in all these we've seen that the most important thing is to provide culturally competent and accessible services to the community. And as a culmination of all these projects, there are various lessons that we've learned, these are the outcomes actually from our projects that I'd like to go over. So in accessing treatment, as a result of our empowerment efforts, we've now seen a growth in the hepatitis B services in the county. Our partnering CBO is now planning more hepatitis B screening events, the last being last October, another one coming up in just a few days, as well as our Vietnamese CBO is also planning year two of SMASHB as well. In terms of empowerment, we've seen that the model and the framework that we provided to the CBOs, they're still using, and they're growing, and it's growing with them as their projects are growing. And they're also, in terms of their work, they're also empowering other organizations in the fight against Hep B. Additionally, we've seen that the network of groups in the county that are doing hepatitis B work is also growing. We've seen through each of our projects that our partnering CBO and FBOs have been able to really link and connect with other necessary parties to provide them hepatitis B services. For example, the Vietnamese CBO now has a really great relationship with the hepatitis B clinic in a neighboring county, which they are really able to draw upon when it comes to referrals for their infected patients. In terms of data collection, we're putting out comprehensive reports so that available information, that information is available for everyone to utilize. And we've also seen that our partners are interested in sustaining these efforts. The Chinese CBO has sought several community grants, and our Vietnamese CBO has successfully sought a community a grant through the Montgomery County Council to ensure the longevity of these services. Now, going back to our lessons learned, we've learned that we still need to continue our health education and our health promotion efforts. We need to expand upon the existing community efforts, and we need to continue to provide access to culturally and linguistically competent services. We need to ensure that we enhance the HEPI outreach to healthcare providers as well, which is a very important piece, and strengthen data collection efforts by Asian Americans. And with that, I'd like to acknowledge the following parties for their integral help and assistance in making all these projects possible. If you have any further questions, you can contact the Asian American Health Initiative. Check out our website, Facebook, Twitter, our blog, and we have fact sheets as well. Thank you.